Now we turn to U.S. hiring, which ramped up again last month. Employers added more than 300,000 jobs in March, and the unemployment rate fell to just 3.8%. NPR's Scott Horsley has been digging through this latest job report from the Labor Department today. Hey there, Scott.
Hi, Mary Louise. Good to be with you.
And with you. This is strong job growth, stronger than forecasters were expecting. What's behind it?
It is. The job market continues to show surprising strength, even in the face of today's high interest rates. We saw lots of hiring last month in healthcare, restaurants, local government. One thing that really hammered home the strength of the job market is the 39,000 jobs added in construction, which is an industry that ordinarily struggles when interest rates get this high. I talked to Ryan Odendahl, who runs the Quest Group Construction Company based in Perrysburg, Ohio. He has about 340 employees, and he's looking to add some more.
We are seeing an uptick in project opportunities for our folks, and it's really across multiple sectors. You know, we're doing everything from a large road construction project to bike path and park style projects.
A survey by the Associated Builders and Contractors found nearly half of all builders plan to add jobs in the next 6 months. Only about 11% are expecting job cuts in that period. Even home builders added about 14,000 jobs last month, even as mortgage rates are hovering around 6.8%.
So they're adding lots of jobs. Are there enough workers to fill all those jobs?
You know, one thing that helped all employers last month was a big influx of new workers. Some 469,000 people came off the sidelines and joined the workforce in March. Some of that was fueled by immigration. Odendahl says he's also encouraged to see more young people going into the building trades. Enrollment in vocational education was up about 16% last year. The Wall Street Journal just ran a story about how Gen Z is becoming a tool belt generation, drawn in part by pretty good starting pay in construction. Now, that said, Odendahl says builders are having to compete with every other industry for talent. About 20% of his workers come out of the military, which he says is a good proving ground for construction.
The ability to work outside, the ability to change quickly and to handle adversity that happens on projects every day, but also the leadership skills that military members learn at a really young age. You know, a squad leader is a foreman with different skills.
So the economy's adding a lot of jobs, but it's also adding a lot of workers, and that has allowed employers to keep hiring at this rapid pace month after month without a really big spike in wages.
Well, I want to talk about wages and the paychecks that all those workers are taking home. What is happening to worker wages?
Yeah, wages are still going up, but not as fast as they had been. Average wages in March were up about 4.1% from a year ago. That's the smallest annual increase we've seen in almost 3 years. The good news is inflation has also slowed down. In fact, it slowed down more, so paychecks are growing faster now than prices, and workers are coming out ahead.
Okay, so big question on my mind. How does all this, how does today's jobs report affect the way the Fed may be thinking about cutting interest rates? When's it going to do that?
Yeah, today's report probably doesn't move the needle a whole lot. It does show very strong job growth, but Fed Chairman Jerome Powell has said that by itself is not a reason to worry about rekindling inflation. Wage growth is still cooling off, which is what the Fed wants to see. Powell said last week that because the economy and the job market are so strong, he and his colleagues can take their time and be sure they've got inflation under control before they start cutting interest rates.
We don't need to be in a hurry to cut. We can wait and become more confident that, in fact, inflation is coming down to 2% on a sustainable basis.
You know, investors still see about a 50-50 chance that the Fed will start to cut rates in June. And the stock market seemed pretty happy with today's jobs report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped more than 300 points.
That is NPR's Scott Horsley reporting. Scott, happy jobs report. Happy Friday. Thank you.
Thank you.